obviously, as Christians, we belong to the second group, because our New Testament story begins in John's Gospel with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." But as Americans, we have trouble with words. We play with them, we change their meaning, we think nothing of rewriting everything according to our usual consciousness. And so when we go to hear the scripture stories, we don't hear them too good. It's amazing that the stories that are the core, the heart of our entire religion, we get used to, the few we've heard, or they're just whole stories we don't know. We just haven't read our stories. One of the big theological issues that is moving through the church today is, how do you take a tradition, all the stories of the Old and New Testament that once lived in the mouths of people for years and generations, and then went down on paper and stayed there for 2,000, 3,000 years, how do you take them off the paper and put them back in your mouth and make them live again? Because the difference between a story that comes out of a live human being and a story that's written on a page is night and day. People often come up to me and say, "Can you write that story down for me?" And I look at them